This chazar is echin neshul bachaches v'shagim v'am yehudim seches kedushin daf samaches. The Gemara asks, how do we know that kedushin is not effective when given to one of the arayis? And gave one answer. Rabbi Chava Yaakov now offers a second answer. He says, we learn this from a kavachomer from Yavama. If kedushin is not effective when given to a Yavama who is awaiting yibum or chalitza, and that's only also with a lav, then something which is also with karis, surely kedushin will not be effective. In fact, if kedushin is not affected by a Yavama, then we should learn to all other cases of iser lav that kedushin shouldn't be effective there either. Rabbi Papa said, the pasuk says, kisiyen el ishteinoshim ho'achas ahuva v'achas sinua, where the sinua refers to a woman whose marriage to this man is hated, so to say, by Hashem, which refers to a case of the marriage is iser with a lav, and yet the pasuk says, kisiyena, meaning that kedushin will be effective. We learn that kedushin is effective by a case of iser lav, and yavama is an exception to this rule. In fact, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that kedushin is not affected by cases of iser lav, how does he understand the pasuk? Zaktamar, he would say the pasuk refers to the case of a widow who marries a kohen gadol. According to regarding which Rav Simoi said that even Rabbi Akiva would agree that the kedushin is effective based on the drasha of the pasuk. According to one understanding of Rabbi Yeshevov, he says Rabbi Akiva holds that even a marriage also with an assay will make kedushin ineffective. According to that, how could Rabbi Akiva dash in the pasuk of kisiyena? How would he dash in it? Or said he would say that the pasuk refers to the case of a ba'ula who married a kohen gadol, where kedushin will be effective even though the marriage would be also with an assay. Why is this assay different than other assays? The Gemara said this assay is weaker because it only applies to Kohen. It's not an assay Hashav Bekel. Therefore, it will not prevent Kedushin from being effective. In fact, the Gemara, according to Rabbanon, instead of saying that the Pasuk of Kisiyena teaches to make Kedushin effective for a marriage also with a lav, why don't they say instead the Pasuk teaches regarding a marriage also with an assay and instead they should say that in the case of a lav, Kedushin will taka be ineffective. And for the Gemara, they would say that the Pasuk must be referring to two wives of the same nationality. They can't both be Mitzrim and therefore for usher with an assay, because the pasuk says one of them was beloved and one of them was hated. And if they're both mitzrim, then they're both hated. If it also can't be talking about a case where an almana married a kohen gadol, because the pasuk says kisiyena leish, not kisiyena lekohen. Therefore, the pasuk must be talking about a marriage that is usher with a lav. If so, has Rabbi Akiva said that the pasuk is talking about the case of a marriage with an assay? Mor says he says that the pasuk can't be referring to a lav, which we learn from Yavama that the kedushin will not be effective. Therefore, it must be referring to an assay, even though the pasuk is then somewhat difficult to understand. The Mishnah then said, "V'chol mi she'ein lo olav v'chulo." How do we know that a non-Jewish maidservant cannot have kedushin? Rav Huna said, "We dash from the pasuk of Shvulachem poi im hachamor to teach that the goyim are a nation compared am hadoim lechamor, which like a donkey, which means no kedushin is effective with them. How do we know that the child will take on her status? The pasuk says, "Ha'isha v'yaldel tiyaladinel." The children are considered to be her children and get the status of slaves, even though the father is a yid. How do we know that a non-Jewish woman cannot have kedushin? The pasuk regarding goyim says, "Le'sischatim bom." How do we know that her child will take on her status? Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yoshim Meichai said, the pasuk refers to the grandson of a person whose daughter married a goy as your son. We dash in only a child from a Jewish mother is called your son, but a grandchild whose mother is not Jewish, meaning the yid's son Nebuch married a non-Jew, that would be called would not be called your son. Rather, he would be a goy. The pasuk of Lishchatim Bam is written in regard to the Shiva Uma Yisrael Kanan. How do we know that the kedushin is not effective for all other goyim as well? Mar says the pasuk of Kiyasir as Bincha comes to include all goyim and teaches that the kedushin is not effective for them either. This makes sense according to Rav Shimon, who dashes the reasons behind the psukim. So every guy is included because every guy may turn their Jewish spouse and children away from Hashem. However, according to the Rabbanon, how do they know that kedushin is ineffective? And Vitigmar, the pasuk regarding Yifas Torah says that after 30 days he can give her kedushin. This suggests that for a regular guy, kedushin will be ineffective. Vitigmar, how do we know that the children take on the status of a non-Jewish mother who is not from the seven Shiva Umayis of Eretz Canaan? And Vitigmar, the pasuk says kisiyena leish v'yoldu loy. With his kedushin kisiyena, then the children are considered to be his v'yoldu loy. If not, the children are not his. In fact, why can't we use this pasuk to teach the status of the children of the maidservant as well? Mar says, Echanamu, we could. The pasuk of Aisha v'yiladeh tiyaladeinel is used by a braisa to teach that if a man frees his maidservant and says that her future children should remain slaves, the children are free men as well. This is based on this pasuk, which teaches that when she is a slave, her children belong to her master. However, when she is not a slave, her children do not belong to her master.